Welcome. Warmest greetings and truest wishes to all my Wonder Women. Thank you for taking time for some self-care and joining me in another episode of the Mature Boho Christian. I am your life coach, Char, and I am so glad you found me. The sole purpose of this podcast is to help you think outside of the box and become curious about your options, possibilities, and different paths that you may not have yet considered. As a trained Christian life coach, RN, yogi, and my training in body, mind, and spirit coaching, I will walk with you through life's challenges and struggles in the different seasons of your life. I am passionate to help you explore strategies and set goals that will help you reach your true potential. Please check out my website at lifecoachchar121.com and become a Wonder Woman by subscribing to my forum. Hi there. I have a confession to make. The greatest desire in my life since I can remember was to be a mom. And I am. And one of the hardest things I've ever had to do is watch them leave. So what's your next big thing when the sound of the pitter-patter of small and large feet are gone? Let's dive in. Hey, Mama. So I'm an empty nester. I live in a 4-bedroom house with my 10-year-old Maltese and a 1-year-old miniature Aussie. No longer are my days filled with crazy, pulsating mayhem as I desperately try to find the non-existent 10 minutes that would allow me to pick up one kid from dance and get another on the track field on time and finish watching my all-star on the softball field. I religiously swish the toilet bowl weekly in the kids' bathroom and scrub the tub even though it won't be used. I'm sad and a little lost. Truly, my greatest joy was raising my kids. But please don't think I don't have a fulfilling life, because I do. I love my job, I have an active social life, and I'm crazy about my husband of 35 years. We camp, we bike, we hike, we kayak, we snowshoe, and have many beautiful times with family and friends. But I miss the crazy, pulsating mayhem that filled my life. The feeling that I was needed 24/7. That the world might actually tilt on its axis if the favorite pair of jeans didn't make it into the wash. Yes, a bit traumatic, but not to a 16-year-old girl. Sis, where are you at? Are you too experiencing feelings of sadness? Are you feeling lost? You may be living in a state of empty nest syndrome. Although it isn't a real diagnosis, to those dealing with our kids leaving our homes and making a new life for themselves, this is a very real thing. The shocking thing about being an empty nester is it happens all of a sudden. You just don't see it. You know, you've launched your little chick into the world and they did it. You're so happy for them. But then wait, what's happening? They have a new and exciting life without you. God's plan. This is the way it's supposed to be. I want to share a beautiful poem called Roots to Wings. God gave us these people, but they aren't ours. He destined us to receive them with open arms, but hold them close with open hands. He shaped us to love to be needed, and yet commissioned us to train them to need us less and less. He wired our impulse to scoop them up when they fell and instilled the intuition to show them how to stand on their own. He instilled a nesting instinct that would culminate in an empty nest. When our chicks leave the nest, you want to do more laundry. That's the feeling I felt. I remembered, oh, I just want more laundry to do. For 18 plus years, you gave everything. There's another poem that states, a mother's love is fierce forever and let nothing stand in its path. You lived and breathed them, but it was time for them to leave. And that's the departure state. When our children reach full or almost complete independence, notwithstanding needing to help with a bill or two, but parents and children form new roles and begin to communicate on equal footing. This further separateness can be a sad time for us as parents. Our non-clinical explanation would be, I miss you, little one. When they're little, we cover them with blankets. But when they become adults, we cover them with prayer. To my children, Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know the hope of which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Moving forward, beautiful mama, as our kids redefine their identities, this is our time to rediscover ourselves. You are now free to spend your off hours doing whatever it is you want to do. I encourage you to assess how truly happy you are and find a direction to work towards that will likely bring more happiness. Many things that bring happiness are the same things that relieve stress, such as exercise, expressing creativity, maintaining your supportive friendships, actually keeping your house organized, and enjoying whatever work you're doing. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The Holy Spirit produces a different kind of fruit: unconditional love, joy, peace, patience, kind-heartedness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You won't find any law opposed to fruit like this. So remember that cute guy you married? It's time to restart the spark. Some couples can experience higher levels of conflict during the empty nest phase. This phase can compound feelings of loneliness and distress. Emotional attunement can help you stay connected even when you disagree. Approaching problems as a team by moving toward one another and showing empathy instead of being defensive. Both partners need to talk about their feelings. In The Science of Trust by Dr. Gautman, further explains that couples who want to rekindle their passion and love need to turn towards each other. How about holding hands, hugs, and a tender touch? They're great ways to affirm your love for your partner. Small gestures relay to your partner that you see him. So, sweet mama, it's time to let go and watch them fly. It takes self-control to resist the urge to check in too much. And many of us previous helicopter moms really find ourselves struggling to allow our adult child to have autonomy. But there are some major red flags you have to look out for. If you find yourself frequently monitoring your child's social media accounts, calling every morning, and spending every minute worrying about your child's workplace, how they're parenting, or their financial situation, you won't be able to move on with your life. Coping with empty nest syndrome means letting go and letting your child grow into an independent adult and allowing yourself to explore your own wants and desires. Little mom, you raised them, but they don't owe us the rest of their life. Sweet mama, remember the girl you were and find her. You've been a lot of things in your life: daughter, friend, wife, but none may be as crucial as the role of mother. But rest assured that you still have that label. It just might not be on the forefront anymore. Find a new personal or professional challenge to tackle may ease the sense of loss you might feel about your child growing up. Whether you've dreamed of running a 5K or just redesigning a room in your home, now might be the best time to dive in. So pick yourself up. Your story ain't over. Get up, get out, and find your new challenge. Thanks for spending your precious time with me, sweet souls. You can find out more on how I, the mature boho Christian, describes the phases of motherhood on my blog at lifecoachchar121.com. Until next time, peace.